Thank you, blessed Father. Oh God, in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. In His right hand there is pleasure forevermore. Thank you, blessed Father. Holy Spirit, take over this moment. Holy Spirit, take over this hour. Take control. Yes, now, Lord, take over. Yes, somebody must be free today. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Be seated. Listen to me. I want you to listen very well. As I have said before, make good use of this period where you come to God's presence. If not, others will not see what Jesus has done in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me touch Him so that others will see and bless God. Praise the Lord. Listen and listen good. Before I go into the message, listen well. All things come to those who go after them. Hello? Anything in this life go is given to the people who go after those things. Yes. That's why you see men who succeed, they persevere in whatsoever they want. So perseverance is the result of a strong will. I want it. I want to. So that strong will produces result. If you lack the will to succeed, you will never. Praise God. Praise God. Many times, success consists of hanging on 1 minute longer. It consists on hanging on 1 minute longer. Let me do it more. Let me pray more. Let me go forward. If you don't have that will, it becomes a difficult thing for you to succeed. Stop blaming anybody. Praise the Lord. Persistent people always have this attitude. They never lose the game. Praise the Lord. People that persevere, they never lose the game. They believe that they have won, or rather, they believe they will win, and they will surely win. Maybe sometimes, that's why sometimes, those of you who watch sports, if you watch football, for example, if you see a team that is determined, and some time run out of them, they will surely win. Praise the Lord. Amen. Determination is the key to anything anybody want to get in life. If you are not determined, you get nothing. Hello. Praise God. Praise God. Every decree of Satan shall be wiped out in your head today. Amen. So you must be determined to get something done, or else it will not be done. Hello? We are moving on a wavelength this time that will shock many people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope you are there. Are you there? If you are still living in the yesterday, you are too late. Hello? If you are still living in the past, you are too late. So you better wake up. We have already taken another flight that is more faster than the one we were using before. Hello? Praise the Lord. So today, I'm talking of deliverance from poverty. What did I say? Deliverance from poverty. Are you happy about that? One of the greatest deliverance you need is deliverance from poverty. Do you know that? Poverty kills faster than HIV. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now they are calling about so what they call virus, coronavirus. Poverty has killed more people, even this day, more than coronavirus. Do you know about that? I can tell you the truth. It kills faster than any virus that you can think about. Terrible. It kills your brain. In fact, some people are just existing, they are not living. Because of poverty. You only exist, but no life. Because everything about them is wiped out.
No thought, no thinking, no positivity, nothing. And listen to me, as a man thinking in his heart, even so is he. If you don't have the right thinking today, you will never get it through tomorrow.
You better start now. Praise God. You better start thinking now. Just maybe somebody is thinking failure and he thinking that one day riches will just come. No. So poverty kills the mind. Apart from physical killing people, the mind alone will be dead.
And he cannot think well. That's why you must be delivered from that demon today.
Amen.
Are you ready? Because I'm not hearing a good amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4, I'm so excited, somebody must be blessed. I pray you will be the one. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul says something in verse, Philippians chapter 4, in verse 15. He said, now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Praise the Lord. Why didn't they communicate with him as concerning giving and receiving? The reason is because of poverty. Everybody say poverty. I will tell you what's called poverty. Poverty today is not just that somebody didn't have money. Hello? That's why in the book of 3 John in verse 2. 3 John in verse 2. It's not just that you may have money and you are still poor. 3 John in verse 2. The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Any man whose soul is not prospering is poor. Praise God. That's why it's not all about money. You may have billions. I told you the other day, a man who is a thief, who is a robber, there's one man they are prosecuting now who they say using 419 to dupe even nations, so they even United Nations. He using internet fraudster to dupe. You know about that? Horse puppy, or what they call him. He will be duping the nation, billions. That's a poor man. Praise the Lord. Very poor. Because his mentality is not working. He's a dead man in the brain. Do you know how people get rich? People get rich by investing in worthy business. Hello? Find out. What they call riches? People who do business and earn money. Anything you cannot speak out in the public, you are a poor man. People are stealing because their mind is poor. Praise God. I say praise God. Apostle Paul says, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Why? Because you know what it is. And you did it. Ye only. Because for even in Thessalonica, yes, say once and again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may be bound to your account. So he was telling them, he said, you know this because you understand their soul was prospering. They know what it is to give so that they will receive again. That's the mind of a prosperous man, but a poor man doesn't know what it is to give. If he that is greedy, he gather. He will gather. Some people now, there are people who dig ground and put money inside. And they are dead. And nobody knows whether there was money there. Is that person sensible? That's a foolish man. Poor man. Praise God. Praise God. So, you must deliver yourself from the spirit of poverty. That demon of poverty that makes a man not to reason well. Listen, before I tell you a few things about that, understand that God is not against riches. Hello? That somebody has money is not anti-God. God is not against it. In the book of Psalm 50, because that's one of the reasons why so many people remain in poverty. They believe that if some people have money, God doesn't like it, and God will not be happy. So because of that, let them remain poor. It is poor people that God like. No. Praise the Lord. Psalm 50 verse 10. The Bible says, for every beast of the field is man, and the cattle upon the thighs are his. I know all the fowls of the earth, all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. That's your father. Somebody say, that is my father. Somebody say, that is my father. The world is mine, and the fullness thereof. So if I were hungry, I wouldn't ask you, because I own it. That's a rich man. Hello. Hallelujah. So God is not against prosperity. He's not against success. He's not against riches. He's a rich one. He has everything. It is lack of understanding that made people to celebrate poverty. That made them to think that when they have nothing, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper. In every realm of life, you should prosper. When a man is spiritually deficient, or in other words, spiritually poor, he will be thinking that if I gather money like this, people will just respect me. No. Praise the Lord. No. No. You may gather money and hear you are a foolish man. And nobody will care about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you need your soul to prosper as well. Your soul, as your soul prospers. So, if your soul is prospering, you are really doing well. That's why it's very important to get to the house of God, to learn from God. You know, I was studying the book of Luke during the week. I discovered that only in the book of Luke, Jesus talked about the rich, about 12 times. The rich. There was a certain rich man. A certain rich man have this. A certain rich man have that. Now, if Jesus is not interested about the rich, he will not be talking about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's one man in Luke chapter 12, they call the rich fool. Let me show you the story about this man. The man is a rich fool because it's not because he had money. God didn't blame him. Jesus didn't blame him because he had money. Luke chapter 12. In verse 13. The Bible says, one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divides an inheritance with me. And he said unto him, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consider not in the abundance of things that he possessed. This was what led to the story of the rich fool. Now somebody was asking him, go and tell my brother so they come and divide the inheritance with me. Ah, Jesus said, am I a divider of inheritance? What's your business? Well, I'm not the one that divides the inheritance. He now told them, call the people and say, come, be careful. Let it not be that you are full of covetousness. You are looking for what to divide. Why can't you go and walk your own? If they didn't divide anything for you, would you go and walk your own? Why are you concerned about dividing inheritance with me? He said, be careful that you are not a covetous man. For a man's life does not consist on the abundance of things that he possesses. In other words, it's not that possessing abundance is not the problem. That is not where your life is. Amen. Hallelujah. A poor man thinks that when he got that money, that's where his life is. That's the greatest foolishness you can have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then he now began the story. Verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them. Saying, a grant of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And in verse 20, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? 21. So is he that lay up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Praise the Lord. Now, what was Jesus against that you are not rich towards God? That was his problem. You have gathered a certain rich man. He was able to get that abundant harvest because he was a rich man. Praise the Lord.
You know, when a rich man enter into business and a poor man enter into business, you are they going to be at the same level? No. Praise the Lord. The same business. He got the satty rich man, his ground brought forth plentifully. If you invest with 10 million, another man will take 100,000, you will beat that man with 100,000. Is that not so? That was what happened to the man. His riches wasn't a problem to God. He got plentifully. But God was expecting that after you have got this abundant harvest, you will come back to God and say, Father, thank you for giving me this harvest. Is there anything that I can do for you? How do we sponsor the work of God? What can we give? No, the man didn't have any plan for God. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. He has no plan for God. Rather, when he finished, he now said, okay, so I have all this harvest, beautiful. Let me pull down my old barn. That one is too small. I build a bigger barn. I will store all the goods now. Then after I store the goods, I will now say to my soul, soul, sit down. Relax. You owe all these things. Eat. Drink. Be happy. Foolish man. Praise the Lord. Foolish man. When you see people dying anyhow, don't pity them. Some of them, they are really foolish. That's why sometimes you see some big men just die anyhow. Somebody was just driving one day, just get to the place and put his head on the steering. And that was it, he has died. Praise the Lord. Just die anyhow. Foolishness. And God said to him, you are a fool. This night, your soul is taken away from you. Then the thing you are laboring for, what is going to be, the who is going to eat them? Amen? So what God is after is being rich towards God. I pray you will be rich towards God. For somebody to just be thinking that it's only gather. No more, no God in it. Bring 5,000 to give God, no. Bring anything, you are not interested. It's yourself, you are a fool. And that is what Jesus is against. So it's not against being rich. He is rich, and the man that came to ask for, in Matthew chapter 27, the man that came to ask for the body of Jesus was a rich man. Is that so? No poor man could go there and ask Pilate, where is the body of Jesus Christ? Joseph of Arimathea, one rich man, came there and said, I need the body to be buried. Hello? That's, riches are good. Tell yourself, riches are good. Riches are good. Poverty is bad. Amen. You think about it. Let us ask you. If the God who owns the whole world was a poor God, Satan for not remove and there says it. Amen. It takes riches to be in control. Do you believe that? It takes riches to be in control. So poverty will die in your life. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. I'm not sure some of you are prepared for this meeting, but I'm sure somebody will be blessed today. Somebody will be blessed today. In the name of Jesus. The first step a man takes to be out of poverty is to hate poverty. If you don't hate anything, you don't hate, you get close to it. Hello? One of the reasons why you see many people, you pray for them, they still remain poor, because they like it. They do things that will make them poor. They practice it. Stop blaming Satan. I've said it again. Stop blaming anybody. Hello? Nobody is your problem. If you know the greatest problem of your life, go and take a mirror and check. The man you see there is your greatest problem. Amen? Mm-hmm. So the greatest problem of a man is in himself. It's not Satan. It's not anybody. It's yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's this campaign which I'm carrying out presently. That is to war against abject poverty. The kind of poverty that Nigerians are subjected to by their so-called leaders, that makes a man to be seeing the good things of life as so expensive. You can't go there. You see light so expensive, you can't go for light, you go for darkness instead. You see that? That is not supposed to be. God provided the sun in the day and the moon in the night because of the importance of light. Amen? But you see, we live in a society where darkness is preferable to some people because they can't afford light. Praise God. I say praise God. So they go for darkness instead of light. They go for darkness because of poverty.
That's what the government of this nation has made people to subject to. I am warring against it. You will get your result in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Number two, the kind of poverty that make a man greedy of gain and is not liberal. To give is difficult, because if he get 10,000, that 10,000 nobody must touch it. Because if one naira come out inside, he will cry. That is poverty. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24, a liberal soul shall be made fat. Amen. He said there is one, 24, 25, there is one that scatter it, and there is one that give it. And there is one that scatter it, and it will increase, and the one that give it, and the one that withhold it, and it will become poor. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24. Let me just read it. The Bible says, there is one scattered and yet increases, and there is one withholded more than his men, but it tended to poverty. You see it? That's why you see, when it's not, is it Satan that says you should withhold? You are the one that tell yourself that nothing should come out. You get 10,000 naira, nobody, even tithe, they shouldn't pay inside. You are going to make yourself poor. There's no two ways about that. There's one that scattered, and there's one that scattered and yet increased, is giving and is prospering. But somebody else is withholding more than his support, and it come to poverty. That type of poverty, we are going to deal with it this time around. And the verse 25 now says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. So you water, you will water yourself back. That's how it's supposed to be. But the spirit of poverty will tell somebody no. Because he's afraid that if he give out from that which he has, he will no longer have enough for himself and his family. So he withhold more than he supposed. So he guided the things jealously. Nobody should, no one another should come out to, no 1,000 should come out to, because we know how we suffer before we get this money. That type of poverty will die in your life. Praise the Lord. Again, number three, the kind of poverty that make people steal to get money. In our society today, many people believe that to be rich, you must steal. You must cheat people. You must do 419. You must tell lies somehow. That's poverty. Poverty of the mind. Hello? Poverty of the mind. Praise the Lord. You don't need to steal to be rich. Praise God. I say praise God. You don't need to do people to get money. No. Do legitimate business, you will still be rich. Yes. And this group of people, they don't believe in morality. They are not ashamed to steal. In fact, some of them, their parents are telling them, go and see your mate has built big house like this. Your mate built house here. Like you, what have you done? And the boy will say, okay, you go and join occulting people. I begin to 419 people. Yahoo Yahoo people. And start, that's the poverty of the brain. That's one of the reasons why the black man is suffering. Hello? They cannot develop themselves. They believe they must cheat, they must steal, they must dupe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For human being, one man to sit down and be duping government of nation, and be duping governments. You will sit down and be using a laptop, hacking to people's account and dupe. What kind of rubbish is that? Are you normal? And you go and buy a car and you say somebody should come and be celebrate with you. For what? Hello? No way. Praise the Lord. That's the poverty. Yes, that's the poverty. No fear of God. Some people, they don't have the fear of God. All that they need is just money without rights. Get money. No, don't know how you get it. It's not an issue. That is still poverty, because a situation where only you and not many people have money, you are not safe. If you now do people, like what is going on in Nigeria, for example, you now cheat people, collect the money that other people they're supposed to use to develop the community, and you eat it, only you is rich. You are not safe. Praise the Lord. People suspect you. People, you cannot even explain how you manage to get the money. So you go and join Satan. To give you power so that you will be able to dominate people more. That kind of poverty, we don't want it. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Number four, the kind of poverty that make a man so busy without being able to have time for himself.
to even enjoy the money he has. That's another level of poverty. Amen. When you read, you will discover that rich people, they have freedom. One of the things you get for yourself is freedom. Riches bring freedom. Amen. It makes you free. You can go wherever you want to go. You can do whatsoever you want to do. Because you have people working for you, and you have money working money for you. Amen. So you will not need to be running up and down, or somebody tell you in one job and say, you must be here. If you don't come work, we will sack you. That spirit of poverty will die in your life. You wake up in the morning, fear. You are afraid. Hey, I must go today. Even when you know that they will abuse you, you will still go. That's poverty. You need to deliver yourself, bro. Deliver yourself from that zone. Get out. You need freedom. You need liberty. Riches make a man to be free. He can go wherever he wants to go. Yes, at any time, because even while he's sleeping, money is entering into his account. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes. There are some employments some people are into today that is more or less slavery. Slave trades. It's slavery. You put somebody somewhere, you must be there 24 hours. If you don't come, we'll sack you. The man too needed freedom now. He needed some liberty. He's not supposed to be a slave to money. Hallelujah. That's why some people cannot serve God. Because they don't have time. They are slave to money. No time for God. Money is their God. They are slave to money. That is poverty. Hello? That is what? Poverty. I rejected this thing in my life long ago. I know it. Because I'm not the type of person who somebody will put in bondage. Sit down here. Don't go. Don't move here. Stay there. Don't do like this. Do like this. Why am I living? I should just be in that kind of environment. You keep me in bondage. I don't have freedom. I can't say I want to sleep. I go and sleep. No. Praise the Lord. That kind of poverty will die in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Because a situation where somebody is doing a particular job and he does not have liberty to even serve God, to even go and enjoy himself. No. That is poverty. So today, by the prophetic declaration, you will get yourself, your mind walking back something smartly to come out of every demonic poverty in our society. In the name of Jesus. Ezekiel 37. Listen, you will see. I pray you will get this understanding this morning. Ezekiel 37. The Bible says, from verse 1, he said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which were full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. That's poverty. Amen. Very dry. And there are very many. In our society today, you don't need to look an inch before you see poverty. Just what come out of your house, poverty is there. People everywhere dry. People are dry because there is a devil that is running over the land. That devil is cooking. It doesn't allow the people to think right. Somebody will be in church, will be sorrowful. What kind of thing is that? Because of poverty. Maybe if you go back home today, no food. Everything making you sorrowful shall be cursed this morning. Amen. I say shall be cursed this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In verse 3. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. I say unto them, O ye terrible, hear ye the word of the Lord. Is that prophecy to bring that bones back to life? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
That's why you must connect yourself to the realm of the spirit. It takes prophecy to bring dead bones back to life. And Ezekiel said, "Thou knowest." And he said, "Okay, you understand what I'm saying?" Then prophesy and say to the tribe, "Hear ye the word of the Lord." Now it is the word of the Lord that is prophecy by the might of the God of heaven. You will see this body. He said, "Professor." Now, the next thing that happened was that, in verse 5, he said, "Thus hear the Lord God unto this bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." Breath is coming back to you. Hey, from today, your mind will get the idea that we walk in. I will cause breath to enter. Because it doesn't matter. The fact that the bone was dry doesn't mean that it will remain dry. Because all you needed is a prophecy. Something is to lift you away from where you used to be. You are packing out of that house very soon. I don't know who are you. You are leaving that house very soon now. In the name of Jesus. A sin is taking place right now in the realm of the spirit. You will see yourself moving, taking step further right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because in that prophecy, in verse 6, the Bible says, it says, "And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring all flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." See, when things start happening in your life, nobody will tell you to start dancing before Jesus. Do you know about that? That's why poverty is bad. When you see things going on, you just wake up and start dancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All this dryness that is in people's life, we are removing them now in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. If we want to say we want to collect 100,000 naira, now you will see 10 people. Do you know that 100,000 naira, 10 people with 10,000 naira is what? 100,000. And you will see a situation where in 1 week, in 1 month, one man cannot be able to bring out 10,000. 20 people with 5,000 is 100,000. You see a situation where one man cannot be able to bring out 5,000. If you are not angry with where you are, you can't get to where you are going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stop accepting that poverty in your life. Stop it. Stop it. Something new must take place in your life. Amen. Your destiny must not be wasted. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How can somebody come and live for many years and yet he is not, nobody celebrates you. Nobody cares whether you live. A change is taking place around you now. Amen. So in verse 7, the business started. "So I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesy, there was a noise." Praise the Lord. The first thing that took place when the prophecy came was a noise. Oh yes. That is a noise that needs to happen in your life. It is possible, yes, it is possible just ordinary prophecy will bring that noise in your life. What is that noise? That noise is right inside you. Something will say, is it just the prophecy? Will it happen? I will be rich. How will I prosper? Did this man didn't know where I'm coming from? He didn't know my father. He didn't know my grandfather. He didn't know how my business is not. It's just a small thing at the side there. That noise inside you will take place. There was a noise within the bell. How can it happen? Hey, as that noise was going on, what happened next? There was what? A shaking. There is going to be a shaking in your life today. In the name of Jesus. And there was a shaking. If you want to take stone or dirt away from rice, you need to shake it. Is that not so? Shake the thing, the dot will go out. That is a shaking that normally takes place. You know, when a shaking takes place in some people's life, instead of them to sit down and let the shaking happen and let them stand, they run. I don't want shaking, no. I don't want noise. So, prophecy causes a shaking and it causes a noise. Praise God. I don't want the shaking. I don't want noise. So I just want to remain the way I am. Oh. Hey, Habba. Yes. Sometimes you have to do crazy things. Like when you see somebody, some people have to discomfort themselves to prosper. Amen. Somebody has to give us some money, which he would have used for some project to make sure this thing is done. Hello? A shaking is taking place in your life because something new must happen. Hello? That is a shaking. Praise the Lord. Yes. There are some people that can never, even if you cry and shout, that money will never bring it. They don't want shaking. Hallelujah. They don't want a shaking in their life. So they will make sure they don't bring out anything. Hallelujah. And when there is no shaking, you can't move beyond where you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And what was the next thing? The Bible said, bold began to call together. Hallelujah. After the shaking, bold was coming together. Yes. This bold. Now, the bones that was already separated from each other will begin to come together again. That means your finances that was scattered will begin to reconnect back to you again. Scattering has taken place before reconnection it must take place. Prophecy brings reconnection. There is a man who ought to have called you long ago. He will call you this time around. There is somebody who has disconnected from you. He will reconnect back to you again. In the name of Jesus. That is what the prophecy will do. Bone coming back together. Hallelujah. Then, after that, the Bible says, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them. And the skin covered them above. All those haggard situations in your life will be covered up again in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know, sometimes when somebody is, it was sometimes ago I discovered one thing. If you say you are fat, maybe you are too heavy, you are too fat, you don't want to be fat. Instead of going to take medicine, just be trekking. Amen. Trek from here to Gwagwalada Market 10 times in a day. Trek to Gwako, trek to Giri. Trek, if you trek, go Gariki and come back. If you feel it trekking, that trekking in 1 month, you will long down. Praise God. You will less. You don't need medicine. Praise God. Don't be trekking. You will less by force. All the flesh will disappear. Praise God. And the poor man, do you tell him to trek or not? He just had to trek. You don't need anybody to tell him trek. He know he has to trek. When he consider the amount where he will pay on transport, he must trek. And you keep trekking like that, you will learn that by force. Praise God. Now, that is why flesh will come back to you again. All the things have been taken away from you. The suffering, where suffering have removed from you. The Bible says flesh came back to those bones. You will not be a bone. You will receive flesh again. Yes. Hallelujah. No more dryness in your life. Yeah. And again, there was no breath in them yet. There was still no full recovery. But at least something has started happening. Something will begin in your life today. When that happened, there was no breath. Breath has not come. But bone has come together and flesh has come to cover the bone. But there was no breath in it. Praise God. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thou fear the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breath upon this land, that they may live. So, you need to bring the breath to come. So, I prophesy as he commanded me. And the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, exceeding great army. Now, the people that were dry before, the people that were frustrated before, the people that could not even know where their daily meal will come from, all of a sudden, by divine prophecy, they came back to that will be your portion. The Lord has demanded me to prophesy to your life. Are you that woman? Are you that man? Receive prophecy today. Your flesh is coming back again. Are you receiving a new life? In the name of Jesus. when you see the power of God, you have no alternative but to praise God. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the four winds, it is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the wind that needs to come. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And the bread came unto them. And they lived. And they stood up. And see the great army. They came back to their feet. See, you will come back to your feet again. Yeah. Are you becoming haggard as frustrated? You are coming back to your feet again. Yeah. That's why I told you, forget about yesterday. Yesterday has gone. No. Are you hearing me? Yeah. If you still tie yourself to yesterday, you are not ready for tomorrow. Today, you will live and you will stand upon your feet again. And you become an exceeding great army. Do you know that exceeding great army? God is raising an army in the church. Praise the Lord. Not weaklings. People who cannot preach, who cannot defend their God. People who are just sickly. People who are tired. People who are complainers, who are murmurers. No, you are not an army. Praise God. You are not an army. God raised army. You know what's an army? They defend their country. Haven't you seen people who even at their own risk, they defend their nation? They don't, whether they have food, they don't have anything, they defend because that's what they sang. An army defend his kingdom. Do you defend your God? Can you talk about Jesus in a bold way? Can you tell sinner that my God is great? Because there is something weak in you. Prophecy will rise you up today. In the name of Jesus. An army must defend his nation anything, anytime. If you can't defend God's kingdom, you are not an army of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just stay there as a weakly, as a tired person, as a lazy person, as somebody who has nothing to offer. What happened? Hallelujah. Stephen preached the message until they were standing here and he was still praying. Because he was an army of the kingdom. Why are you afraid? To death fear will die in your heart. To death fear will die in your heart. To death fear will die in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Don't be afraid of what will I eat, what will I drink. God will provide. Hallelujah. Some people say they can't preach Jesus because they are afraid. Hey, they never see anything. You will see something. I say you will see something. Praise the Lord. Today, you are coming out of every demonic grave. Now look at what happened. Let me read that before I begin to pray. The Bible says in verse 11, and he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our past. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus hear the Lord God. Behold, all my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Rise up on your feet. You are coming out of that grave. That grave your community put you inside, you are coming out. That grave your village put you inside, you are coming out. That grave your family member put you inside, you are coming out. You are getting out of that grave. In the name of Jesus. Every grave of sorrow, every grave of sickness, every grave of poverty, I come out. Open your mouth to declare. I come out of that grave. I come out of that grave. Not me. I remove myself from that satanic grave. That grave of no achievement. That grave of no success. That grave of no beauty. That grave of no blessing. I come out. I come out of that grave. You are coming out of that grave of iniquity. That grave of sin. That grave of no boldness. That grave whereby you cannot boldly tell people and have a God. You are coming out. 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 Hey! Fire! Let the power of God begin to move. You are coming out of that grave. Rakadasa Parabara. You are coming out of that grave. I come out of that demonic grave. I come out of that satanic grave. I come out of the grave of poverty and sorrow. I come out of the grave of hardship and difficulty. I come out of the grave of satanic sorrows. I come out of that grave. I come out of that grave. I come out of that grave. It is a way of God for me to prosper. Where should I be suffering? Hey! Oh yes! see yourself? It's like somebody is telling you somewhere. Somebody is covering you. For what? Why? 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Listen to me. Listen to me. Every sheep follow their own shepherd. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One of the reasons why you see me teaching some of the things I was teaching before is because there is a spirit I carry which you must carry. Nobody can cover me anywhere. They don't burn you. Whether it is in the dream or in the daytime, you cannot cover me. I reject every demonic coverage over my life. That's the prayer you need to pray. For you to sit down there and somebody is pressing you down and you then look at him. What are you looking? Spite on his face. Why? Who are you? Get out. Jesus has died for me already. I refuse to be in the grave. I destroy every demonic coverage over my destiny. Every satanic coverage over my destiny. I destroy it. Hope you, so ever you are, I refuse you. I reject you. Every witchcraft coverage over my destiny, I refuse it. I reject it. I oppose it. No way. No way. No way. Nobody to cover me. Nobody. 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 You cannot cover my destiny. You can't cover my glory. No way. There's nobody. You are a liar. I break your power over my destiny. I reject your power. I reject your ability. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Hey! In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Everything you don't like, you must reject it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't accept things. Whatsoever you refuse to oppose, you are saying that the thing should stand. Oppose every negativity in your life. Even if somebody is angry, it doesn't mean anything. If I talk now, if they're angry, make it angry. Are you hearing me? Right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent man take it by force. You are going to pray and say, oh Lord my Father, I reject every bad promise in my life. In the name of Jesus, your prayer. I reject every backwardness. Going backward instead of going forward. I refuse it. By divine prophecy today, I am reconnecting myself back to where the glory is, to where the blessing is. In the name of Jesus, I reject every backwardness. I reject every sorrow. I reject every hardship. I reject every difficulties. I reject every iniquity. Every power of sin, you cannot rule over me. I have my God. He is greater than every other gods in this earth. Oh Lord, I reject evil. I reject failure. I reject poverty. I reject hardship. I reject struggle. Oh my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healing is taking place in your life. There is deliverance taking place in your life. Deliverance is taking place in your life. Deliverance is taking place in your life. Your destiny cannot be mortgaged. Oh, my Father. I reject the wickedness of the wicked over my life. I refuse to be where the enemy wants me to stay. No way. I come out. 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 I come out from every darkness. I receive light in the name of Jesus. I come out of darkness. I enter light. Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Lift up your hand. Mark this day. This day, every prophecy that is coming out of this altar, it shall go into effect in your life. Mark it. Today end the day of sorrow in somebody's life here. When you sleep as if, oh God, it is out of pain. You think too much before you sleep. Sometimes you don't know when sleep comes because your heart is full of sorrow. And the reason why you are sorrowful is not because the problem cannot be solved. It is because you have not really known what to do to solve that problem. Today, God will reveal something to you. Is somebody hearing me? God will reveal something to you. Go back home. Thank God that your pastor say, I'm going to get revelation that this sorrow will be over. I receive in the name of Jesus. You don't need to weep before you sleep. Jesus said, weep no more. Every of your secret weeping is over. Every of your sick eye. A woman, you are here. Many things you have been doing have been landing you into sorrow. And you don't know why. By the prophetic voice of the Lord, that sorrow is over. Sometimes you are even afraid because of some of those things. You don't even know what is going to happen next. Listen to me, listen to me. If you are that person, you can see me after now. Listen to me, listen to me. It will come to pass that after today, everything you do will no longer be so. Yokes are broken and people have escaped. When they break yoke, a man must escape. Whosoever you tell your destiny, we hear the voice of the Lord today. We hear the voice of the Lord today. We hear the voice of the Lord today. Lose it, let it go. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, cut this daughter of Abraham. Who have been loose for this 18 years, be set free. How long can you be in bondage? By the prophetic voice of the Almighty, I stand to say, every reoccurrence in you, you are today. You are free today. You are free today. In the name of Jesus. You do something and people find fault with it. And that has been a problem. From today, no man will find fault with what you have done. Amen. Everything you do will be marked good. Amen. Everything you do will be marked good. Amen. You work for people and they are cheating you. From today, nobody will cheat you again. No more cheating any longer. No more cheating any longer. No more cheating any longer. Nobody shall eat what belongs to you again. Every demonic covenant of poverty in your family, I break it out of your life. I break it out of your life. You will come out of that covenant. You will come out of that cocoon. Or that evil poverty cocoon that they have set for you. You break the boundary in the name of Jesus. You too will enjoy you. Tell yourself, I too will enjoy. I too will enjoy you. 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 By the voice of God who made dry bones to come out alive again, I say, receive fresh breath. Receive life again. Receive prosperity. Receive favor. Receive. Receive promise. In the name of Jesus Christ. After today, mark it, a new dawn has come to your life. A new breakthrough has come to your life. A new success has come to your life. A new vision has come to your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.